Hello, fellow book lovers, and welcome back to the Bibliovert podcast. My name is Jacqueline, and I'm here with my best friend, Allie, and we love reading and talking about books. Today is one of our topic episode days, and this one was a little bit of a conundrum for me. One, because it was kind of a challenge to come up with things that fit the prompt, and then the other one was I didn't realize how many of these things didn't fit the prompt,
so it was just a mess. Difficult.
So today we are talking about movies and TV shows that we wish were books, and I don't feel like this necessarily needs to be said, but Marvel, they're comics, so yeah. Like that counts as a book. So any of the Marvel comics are not,
and DC too.
Right, in DC, like, they're not going to be, obviously, fitting these prompts, which I feel like that's 75% of what I've watched in the last, couple years. So, anyway, I feel like this could be a lot of fun. I came up with a bunch and then realized, like, not all of them work. Like, some of these were based off of books and it blew my mind. So,
my TBR grew. I literally have a separate sticky note that says TBR at the top because I went through like all of my favorites and realized, oh, these are based on a book. Yes. I should read that book. And I would write the book down.
And you're like, wait, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And then there are so many that like, I don't want them to be a book because they would not be a good book.
Right.
Even though they were great, like, and I went through it all by, like, decade. So I would do, like, best 90s TV shows, best 90s movies, best 2000s TV shows, best 2000s movies. Because I was, of course, I forgot every single movie that was ever made.
Oh, yeah. Ever.
And the 90s, I was, like, looking at all these movies that I was feeling super nostalgic about, but, like, they would all be terrible. The 90s movies catered towards kids were all either animals or inanimate objects.
Yeah, like, true.
Everything was animals, which would not, it wouldn't make a good book. I know. I came across things like the Brave Little Toaster.
Yes, that's what I was just thinking of.
Which I'm convinced is a knockoff. It's like the Kroger brand version of Toy Story. They were like, what household objects could we use instead of toys? I know, a toaster and a vacuum and a heated blanket.
Many of you have loved to have, like, been in that, like, pitch session. And they're like, okay, household objects, go. Hair dryer. Maybe not.
Like, we gotta stay competitive, people. But, like, that wouldn't be a good book. I wouldn't want to read it. And, I mean, even things that creeped me out but have super nostalgia, like Babe. Babe would not be a good book unless you were writing like a Charlotte's Web style children's story.
I will say The Tale of Despero by I think it's Kate DiCarmelio. I can't see it because it's on my DiCarmelio. Shelf. Oh my gosh, one of the sweetest little story, and I would say it's probably more like upper elementary school, like not quite middle grade, but he's a mouse. It is just really, like, Reaper Chief, great mouse. I'm okay with some animals being speaking parts and books, you know. But they're definitely, like, you think of Narnia, you think of, like, younger, you know, children reading them, even though they are chef's kiss perfection. But yeah, so anyway, needless to say, my computer history is probably so confused because it's like popular movies, popular TV shows. Is X based off of a book? Yep. Is X based off of a book? It's just like that every time. So not all of these are like perfect, but they're going to do. So here we go. Do you want to start us off?
Sure.
I love that confidence.
I don't have a ton. I have 4 TV shows and 1 scratched out because I was sure that there was no way that it was based off of a book, and then it was.
I wonder if you and I have some of the same ones, because there's one that I was like, oh, this is perfect. And then I was like, are you forking me right now? Like, no.
And then I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 movies. So I've got 11 total.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have 9, so.
Okay, cool, 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 cool.
You're doing good.
Good soup. I also really struggled with the TV show category because there are a lot of TV shows that aren't, they're not a whole plot. Like, if the ones that are based on books, like Game of Thrones,
right,
have an expected beginning and end. So you can estimate about how many seasons you're going to see because of the series. There are some, when the TV show is just a TV show, the goal is to make as many seasons as possible so that it is, like, you want it to be successful for that long. Like, my favorite TV show of all time is Grey's Anatomy, and it is still running, and I would not want a book about Grey's Anatomy in any way, shape, or form. So all of these, I guess, TV shows for me, if they were to be a book, I would need a portion, like a season or two of that TV show to be the novel that I would read.
Okay, my first one on here. I might get a little bit of hate from this, but this idea like literally just popped in my head, so bear with me because it has not been fleshed out at all. But you know how like TV shows, like sitcom TV shows, they might have a few plot lines that will transcend several episodes or maybe even like a couple of seasons. But for the most part, like these stories are being told that like conclude within that episode. You know, like there's kind of like the punchline and then it ends. It might be a couple episodes, but for the most part, like they're kind of like funny little bits. I feel like that's how it is with fanfic sometimes because one chapter comes out at a time. And so instead of, like, this plot kind of being, like, thought up and then cut up and put together and re-sewn and stitched, with fanfic sometimes it's, like, there's an overarching plot, of course, but then they're almost like these little vignettes that happen in each chapter as they come out. And some will last, like, over several chapters, but I'm reading fanfic right now, so that's kind of the reason why I've been thinking about it, but... Anyway. Onward. What was your first one?
My first one is This Is Us. I think the dual timelines could be fun.
Yeah.
I will preface this by saying that I am nowhere near caught up on This Is Us. Like, no, not even remotely a little bit close to being caught up on This Is Us. Nor am I on Grey's Anatomy, for that matter. but I think... the simple base storyline of the big three as children and the big three as adults, I think would be it could create an easy, continuous storyline that could be turned into a novel. And I love the characters and their individual struggles. I really enjoy it.
Absolutely. I've never seen it, but I like know a lot of like the plot.
I think you would really like it.
I bet I would.
Really like it. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm hesitant to watch things that I know are just going to, like, break my heart.
It's so wholesome. It is so wholesome.
I love that. So my first one. Okay, I feel like I need to say, not all of these would make good books, for the record. I think that there are parts of it that I think I would really enjoy. And the first one, I think it would be so fun to have a book that's similar to New Girl. And I'm sure that there's a rom-com out there that's like kind of like that, but to have like this just amazing cast of characters, and like I would literally give both tits to have a Schmidt character, like just his one-liners that are just so freaking fun. Winston, I mean, just like, I would literally die if I could have it. So that one was the first one that popped into my head. And I was just
like, I have that one on my list too.
So funny. Not necessarily like the plot of this.
Yeah.
I mean, other than like maybe she moves in and they're like three boy roommates. Like, I don't know. But just like more based off of those characters, I think it would just be the best time ever. The best time ever.
Yep. I'll agree with that. I wouldn't be able to write it because I would just see those characters and, like, only steal the lines from the TV show.
100%. 100%.
My next one on the list, similar vein as This Is Us, Parenthood. Have you ever seen that one?
I know that one. No.
Very popular in my friend group from high school, Parenthood. Similar concept is that you've got kind of the different branches of the family, like the brothers and sisters, and they're all navigating their own things. Mm-hmm. I never finished it because I got to a point where I was frustrated with some characters and decided to stop watching it. But that one I could see being like a series where each book follows a different sibling. Kind of like the way that there are a lot of romance books right now that follow different characters in the group or in the, mm-hmm. the family. Mm-hmm. I think that could be good for Parenthood.
Yeah. That could be really good. Okay, so this next one that I have, I just looked it up and I realized that I might be wrong.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if the book came out before or after the show did, but I was, like, pumped that I was like, oh, this one's perfect. And then it's not, because apparently there is a book, but now I'm self-doubting myself.
On my list, if the book came out as a result of the movie, like if it's a book adaptation of the movie or of the
like Star Wars.
I did not count it. Because like I would prefer to see the book as a fleshed out version that inspires the movie.
Okay, this is making me think that I'm actually correct, because I just looked at the published date of the TV show versus the published date of the book, and they're not aligned. Therefore, I have 10 on my list.
Excellent.
Yes. I was super confused because the names made it seem like they were... Anyway. Oh, I just lost it. But it was Gilmore Girls. So Connor and I watched Gilmore Girls last year and like fell in love. We really only loved the first like several couple seasons, and then we didn't like love where the plot went, or like kind of more like how the characters were acting. But like the name of it was Like Mother, Like Daughter, and then the second one is I Love You, You Idiot, and then I Do, Don't I? And so I was like, oh, those kind of sound like books that like would be like have adaptations for it. So I was really confused, but these books started coming out in 2002 and the TV show started in 2000. Maybe my math is wrong or I'm not looking at the appropriate things, but I love the concept of Gilmore Girls and like this mother-daughter relationship and small town shenanigans. And I think, like, a vignette thing like that could really work well for a TV show like Gilmore Girls being into a book. So, maybe the books are good. If you've read them, let me know.
I feel obligated to look up some. My last TV show that's on here is... I highly doubt you've seen this. Carnival Row. It is a fantasy show on Amazon Prime Video. My mom and I watched.
Is that the one with Cara Delevingne?
And Orlando Bloom. Yes. Yeah, that one. Almost has a little bit of like a Sherlock Holmes kind of vibe. Like they're trying to solve a mystery. Okay. There's also a lot of like the non-magic people, like the humans are. No, it's the, like, the magic people are oppressed, and the creatures, because, like, Cara Delevingne is, a fairy in it, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, they're experiencing oppression, but it's got, in, like, the Sherlock Holmes type of vibe, you've got this setting that's very steam, industrial revolution type stuff.
Yes.
And there, it's been I think 2 years since I watched it. But I think they're trying to solve like some type of murder mystery. I may be wrong. I may be very wrong. Only watched the first season because Orlando Bloom and Cara Delevingne.
As one does.
And I don't remember loving it as a series, but as a book, Which I'm honestly surprised that it's not based off of a book already. Mm-hmm. As a book, I think I would devour it.
I was under the impression that it was kind of like a Victorian steampunky kind of
vibe. Steampunk, very much so.
Another movie just popped into my head, so I'm
Googling it. Yeah, I know, Googling it as I go. The one that I scratched out was Friday Night Lights. I knew that there was a movie.
Oh, there is.
It's based off of a book. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And then the last TV show that I had that's on my TBR, because I liked the TV show and didn't know that it was based on a book, is Normal People, which I think you would not like. But I loved it. Is that based off of
Sally Rooney's book?
Maybe. Let me look it up. Hold, please.
Because doesn't she have a book named Normal People?
The book is the same name. I just don't know the...
I have never read anything by Sally Rooney, but I've heard amazing things.
Yes, it is by her. I haven't read that book, but I did enjoy the TV show. So if anyone has read it and seen it, let me know. Because that was the top one on my one that I was like, oh, I would like to read that.
Yeah.
So,
well, I have a couple more TV shows. This is the one that like blew my mind that it's technically based off of a book. Now, in my defense, it is loosely based off of this book, but I mean, it is still technically based off of it. But How I Met Your Mother is loosely based off of Love in the Time of Cholera, which blew my mind.
Interesting. What a correlation.
Apparently that's Ted Mosby's favorite book in the TV show, which I had forgotten that. But yeah. And then I have like another sitcom-y one. I think Friends... I just think, like, anything where you can get, like, a multiple POV and, like, I don't know. Like, I just eat that up in, like, kind of humor. And then this last... Actually, I think I have a couple of more TV shows. I also... I technically couldn't even make it past the first episode of this TV show because it was grinding on my gears a little bit. But I think it could be a really cute book. In Paris.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just think it could be a cute little...
I didn't look that one up because I haven't seen the TV show, so I didn't... Mm-hmm. I have seen TikToks about it. I'm afraid that I would really like Emily in Paris.
Ironically, I think Connor wanted to keep watching it. So I don't know if he did or not. But... I'm going to get on a little mini soapbox here for a hot minute and a half, and I'm going to come off as incredibly pretentious, so I'm very, very sorry in advance. I studied international studies in college. I've lived in multiple countries, and I have an opinion that if you are going to go visit, or if you are going to potentially go live long-term in another country, you need to, like, do some research. Like, you need to, like, at least try to practice the language and, like, learn it. Obviously, you're going to learn a lot, like, while you're there. But, like, I think one of my biggest frustrations, so I lived in Paris for a while, and every time I would tell people back in the States, like, oh, I lived in Paris, they would always say, like, oh, I just had the worst time in Paris. Like, they were so rude. And, like, they have this stereotype of being rude. And, like, sure, the customs and, like, things that are socially and culturally appropriate in Paris are different than in the States. Like, we're much more smiley people, XYZ. But my thing was, is, like, if you walk into a cafe or X, Y, and Z and you just order in English... How mad would you be if you worked in a restaurant in the United States and someone just came in with this air of like, well, you should know my language. And like, so I'm just going to expect, and it's like, no, like you can say hello and you can say like in French, oh, I'm really sorry. I don't speak French. Do you speak English? Or like just literally say anglais question mark. Like, and I just think this, like, superiority and this air of, like, everyone should speak English. Like, I would be pretty mad if that is what I had to deal with tourists all day, every day, I don't think I would be the nicest person in the world either. And so I think, like, I always just get a little frustrated when people are like, I did zero research. I know absolutely nothing. And I'm not even trying. Like, if you try, because my French is not great. But I went over there and, like, I studied French for 2 years in college. I studied abroad in Grenoble. Like, I tried to learn the language. And even when I would mess up, and it was very clear that I was an American, my reception was always so nice. Because I think it was just like, oh my gosh, you're trying. Like, thank you. And so they'd be like, that was wrong. And they would correct my French. And I would be so grateful because, like, they were just trying to help me. They're not trying to be rude or embarrass me or anything. And so I think when I was watching Emily in Paris, I was like, this is just like you're, and like, yes, short notice, everything like that, I get it. But it was just kind of like this expectation that, like, everyone was going to bend to, like, her will. And I was like, I just don't love that. And it just, like, kind of was grinding on my gears a little bit. So I know that it is what it is, but that's my personal take on it. I'm sorry that I had to get on my little soapbox and be an annoying person. But I just, like, if that happened in the United States, literally all day, every day, I think we would go crazy if, like, someone came into your restaurant and ordered in French every single day. And you're like, no, we don't, like, I natively speak English. Like, why? Yeah. Like, it would just, I don't know. So I think there's a reason, like, Americans don't have a great,
vibe. Yeah. No, like, question about it.
There's a reason that Americans are not highly thought of in other countries. It's because they're just like, okay, well, English is widely spoken, so you're just going to have to, like, learn it. I don't know. Okay, I'm done. So that's why I personally could not continue to watch Emily in Paris.
But you would read a book about Emily in Paris?
Well, I don't think it would be as, like, visually clear that she was not trying, you know? Like, I think it's just more, like, the situational cuteness, you know? Like, who wouldn't want to read a book about, like, a girl, like, all of a sudden getting this dream opportunity to, like, go live in France? Like, that would be so, like... But watching it, you're just kind of like, you're dumb.
Okay.
Which I know is, like, very harsh. So I apologize. For people who do like Emily in Paris, it's very cute and whimsical and fun. And I see it. But I wasn't able to continue watching it. Okay. I'm done. Your turn.
I am done with TV shows. I have movies.
Okay. Hit me.
Okay. This one is a big family favorite. Big family favorite. My dad, it's funny because I don't think he recognizes it, but he has comfort movies. Like, he makes fun of me and Kaylee and Corey for watching the same movies over and over and over and over and over again. He does it too. He has his comfort movies. Unfortunately, I went through all of them because of course, we watched them together as a family.
Yeah.
I went through all of them. Only one of them was not based on a book.
Stop.
Only one.
What are some of them? And
Bourne, the Bourne series.
Yes.
We're big Bourne people. Love. Based off big of Bourne books. Mm-hmm. The Martian. Big yep. Martian fans in my Weir? People group.
Is that the author?
Honestly, I don't know.
He just came out with a new one, I think. And I can't remember what it's called. I think he just possibly came out with a new book.
But the one that it lasted for a long time, it had a long reign as our family comfort movie, not based on a book, is Inception.
That one's on my list as well.
Yay! Ellie. There was a book written based on the movie. But the book did not come first.
Interesting. I think it would be difficult to, like, follow everything from the movie because there is such a visual element, especially with, mm-hmm. like, spinning of the top. Like, I don't know how you could really convey that verbally.
It would have to be, like, written by some, like, a extremely experienced author like Stephen King or someone that, like, yes. knows how to write that type of storyline.
Yes. But I think, like, I think it could be really cool to read a book that messes with your brain that much.
Yeah. Yeah. We, Interstellar did not make it as a Ross family comfort movie. It's a little bit too complicated for our brains. Inception was the right level of complicated that you're trying to figure out. And then the other one that did not make the list, but is a huge win for my family, is We Bought a Zoo.
Oh,
and it's based on a memoir. It's based on a nonfiction book because Benjamin Mee is a real human. It's a true story. So it's a real book, but it's a dang good movie. We are big Matt Damon fans in my household.
Yeah.
It's hard big not Matt to Damon be. Fans.
It's really hard not to be.
He can say some crazy things, but man, we love his movies.
Yeah. I just thought of another one while you were talking because I was like, oh, what's my family go-to comfort movie? And so I have one more. I technically have two more TV shows. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. Okay. This one is a little wild. Also, it could hypothetically kind of already be based off of a book. Or if it got written into a book, it might be this book kind of thing. But... I went through a big Survivor phase and all of a sudden became like the most cutthroat I've ever been. Like, I did not turn into a good person and I had to like stop watching it because I was being like very calculating and this was at the very, very beginning of you and I like getting to know each other. It was like right when we
I think I remember. Not the cutthroatedness. No. Not that. I remember you talking about binging Survivor.
Yes. Yes. Was I just a total jerk to you?
No. we didn't hang out super frequently at the beginning of our friendship.
I mean, I did technically throw your student's paper in the pool on accident.
You did do that.
I don't blame you on that one, thinking I was a jerk. It was an accident. But I just think it could be kind of fun to have like a, I don't know, survivory kind of thing. You could technically look at like Lord of the Flies and be like, similar vibes, minus the like killing each other. And then there's a short story. Oh, I loved it in middle school and high school. I can't remember who the author is, but it's called The Most Dangerous Game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set on an island and basically they have to kill each other and it's really intense and really great. And I loved it. But I don't know. I just thought that like that could be kind of fun. Maybe they have to do random shenanigans and there's like almost like Hunger Games style where like the game makers who are like running it are like evil and like they don't know it when they go in. I don't know.
So like Hunger Games?
So, like, Hunger Games. So, like, yeah. So, like, Hunger Games. Maybe not children. Maybe
adults. Adult version.
Yeah, this is starting to sound really familiar.
And maybe instead of voting each other off the island, it's just whoever is the last person living.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Maybe. There's, like, this government, and the person who wins, like, becomes this figurehead to, like, overthrow the government.
Love it. Brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
They rebel against the survivor.
Oh, this is the most unique idea I've ever had.
10 out of 10. Would read.
I'm gonna write it.
Okay.
Just kidding. Maybe not.
What was your last TV show?
Oh, this one you're, like, really gonna laugh at me.
Oh.
It's so funny. I make these lists and I'm like, yes, pristine, 10 out of 10. And then I start talking about them. I'm like,
As long as it's not The Office, I'll accept it.
Yeah. I was asking Connor for help because he's like the big TV show movie watcher. And he was like, oh, like Parks and Rec and The Office. And I was like, I'm sorry, absolutely, but those would be the most boring books ever. If you're a paper company, no.
The reason I do not do well on dating apps with white men is because I do not like The Office.
I hate it. I'm honestly shocked that Connor like still wanted to marry me. Because I was like, I tried to watch it with him and I think we got through the first season. And I was like, I am slowly dying on the inside. Like, this is sacrifice on my part to do this.
I think it's a foundational reason why you and I are still, like, best friends. Because we can mutually agree that we will never talk about The Office.
I just, like, I feel so uncomfortable. I don't know if it's, like, I feel the feelings or, like, the embarrassment for them. Uh-huh. But I watch it and I'm like, I can't handle how humiliated I would be if I were in your shoes right now. And just, there are some parts that I think are so funny, like definitely lines or like different bits that happen. But for the most part, I can't do it.
Yeah. So anyways, please tell me The Office was not on your list.
No, okay, it was good. Not. The good soup. Well, it's technically based off of reality, and I'm sure there are 8 billion books out there that, like, are written about this. But I'm talking about the way that they tell the story in the TV show. Do you know where I'm going?
Are you about to say The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
No.
You said reality.
Oh, well, I mean, it is, but not reality TV show. Oh, I mean, okay. We already have the selection.
Yeah. I was about to say.
No. The Crown. Like, the way yes! that they tell the story of The Crown.
I was thinking about that one, too.
I just think it's so good. Now, I'm sure that there are literally thousands of books out there that would fit this description. But
probably even nonfiction ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway.
And even, like, the ones that, like, The Heir Affair or, like, American Queen, whatever, that are...
Or Royals.
The Royal, whatever, that... American Majesty or whatever just came out, Royal We.
Hold on, I think it's called... I'm trying to look at it.
I think that very much fits the vibe.
Okay, yeah. American Royals and then Majesty is the second one.
It's not American Majesty. It's just Majesty. Mm-mm. Okay.
First one's American Royals. Second one is Got just it. Majesty. And that is by... Excuse me, I had a bubble. That is by Catherine McGee.
The same Catherine McGee that was in... is it...
McPhee.
Different. Got it. Yeah. Okay, thank you for picking up what I was putting down. Yeah, but she did other things too. She was the one in House Bunny. Uh-huh. And I'm pretty sure, didn't she like marry
an
old man. Yeah. Like a what's his name?
Yeah.
From Playboy.
I don't know. Oh no, not Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. I know she didn't marry Hugh, but I was same vein. She married an older dude.
Now you have me looking it up.
You're welcome.
Wait. Does that say... I think that says Catherine McGee. My eyes are, like, really bad, so... Sorry if... oh, man, he is kind of old. David... Okay, well, first it was David Foster. Oh, wait, no, that's who she's married to right now. Yes, and he's a little bit... He's 72. She's 37.
Yeah. If your age and my age are reversed. It's probably not.
No, this. Do you know who he was married to before her?
I'm sure it will ring a bell as soon as you say it.
This is going to mess with your head. I am the worst. I mean, this might be like very public knowledge and I just like suck at reality stuff. He was married to Yolanda Hadid before, who's Gigi and Bella Hadid's
mom.
So Catherine McPhee is Bella and Gigi Hadid's like it's like stepmom.
Honestly.
Why is that so funny to me?
Honestly, I've heard very little about Gigi and, what's her name? Bella. I've heard very little about their mom, but what I've heard about her is nothing positive. So I'm sure that what's his face upgraded. Also, Catherine McPhee is like wonderful. She's like a wonderful human.
Can you imagine you're like your ex stepdad's new wife only being 10 years older than you, and Because, like, Gigi Hadid's 26.
Yeah.
And Catherine McPhee's 37.
I'm pretty sure that's a Grey's Anatomy episode, too.
And he's 72.
Yep.
Okay, I, like, nope. Literally we're so off topic. About, like, Hollywood stars and stuff. So feel free to educate me on this topic. Mm-hmm. If I have gotten anything wrong, I'm not claiming to be knowledgeable on this. Okay. Keep going.
Next.
What's on the docket for you?
I'm going to say a book that or a movie that I have only seen one time. It's a very good movie. But it triggered a depression episode so deep and so long for me that I have
Allie.
Never watched it again.
Allie.
La La Land. There's just something about it that, like... Yeah, but I would read the book.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at the fact that, like, I just wasn't expecting that movie.
What were you expecting
I don't know
me
why.
To say?
I don't know. I never
Spirit
finished
Spirit
Stallion
La La of the Cimmerian also triggered depression episodes for me as a child.
Ellie! No, I never finished La La Land.
I watched it with the guy I was dating at the time. And we were long distance, and so we had
like
kind of like
kick him.
Met in the middle, and we I think we spent the weekend together, and the last thing that we were doing was going to see a movie, and we watched La La Land, and then like as soon as the movie ended, we had to part ways and go to our respective cities, and so the movie put both of us in a funk. He felt it too, like he was just like, and then we had to say a goodbye right after that, and it was like. We're never doing this
that
again.
Would hurt.
So yeah, that have hurt. Not have not watched it since I saw it in theaters. Wonderful movie, really loved it, but it put me in a funk.
Yeah,
I would read the book.
I can see that. I can see that. this one is like technically, but it's like once removed, and so therefore I'm not counting it.
Okay,
but. Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's next on my list!
The fact that it's based off of The Ride, which is technically based off of Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson, it's too far removed. There's too many, like, steps in there. It's not by blood, it's by marriage kind of thing, you know? But, like, I just need more pirate stuff.
Yeah.
And that would be such a good book. Such a good book.
So good. Didn't you, as a child, write...
Oh my
Pirates
gosh,
of the Caribbean as a book.
Allie. No Lord wonder I won it. I wrote it. Yes, I did. I wrote Pirates of the Caribbean fanfic that turned out to legitimately be word by for word from the movie.
Like just it started as fanfic and then it became just the movie
it
that
just
you
was.
Turned into
yes.
sentences. Yeah.
Yes. It was literally like the script that the actors would receive, except maybe a little bit more descriptive. No, probably not even then. I mean, I was
moves from dialogue so to like... dialogue. Yeah, absolutely. Will Turner could do disgusting things to me.
Absolutely.
As with my Orlando Bloom kick, I got going on.
It got mysteriously thrown away by my mother. Mm. I think she was in the long run doing me a favor. But that was a low moment for elementary school Jacqueline when she came home from school ready to add to her Pirates of the Caribbean fanfic. And all of a sudden, it was gone.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It hurt.
I'm sorry for your loss.
No, I really think she was probably saving me a lot of time and emotional hours.
Sorry.
Yeah, shout out to Mama Laurie. I have no bitterness, only gratitude. Okay, what's your next one?
This one, the thing about this is like there are probably at least 50 books with the same exact premise. But that, I feel like, is all rom-com movies and books that have ever existed ever. So
yeah.
I'm just going to go with it. The Proposal. Yes. Rip Betty White. May she rest in peace.
That hurt. Owie, ow.
To the window. To the wall. To the wall. Wow. With a dog being taken by the bird. Just specifically Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. Yes. Like, those have to be the characters. Because they are the magic of that movie.
They are.
So, The Proposal as a...
she's getting fitted for the wedding gown. And Betty White's trying to find her boobs. I love that scene. So much. My next one, I Googled it while this episode was going on and was very shocked to find out that it was not based off of a book, because Connor had actually been the one to mention it. And I was like, no, that like has to be based off of like a comic or something. And from my research, nothing came up. I could be wrong. It was a 3-second Google search. But Avatar.
Ah. I've heard, you can't ever unsee that Avatar is essentially, like, adult Pocahontas.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
I left that one, so I have my, like, top 10, movies. Let me pull up my list here. Top 10 movies that are my favorite, movies ever to exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Avatar is on there.
Really?
Yep.
I've only watched it once. I know.
Oh, that hurt me just a little bit. They've started using the really sad audio on TikTok. No, stop it. It's glorious. I literally am. I would sell my soul for the rest of the movies that have yet to come out decades later.
I was in middle school.
Oh, I can't not love it.
I'll rewatch it for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll do it for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Next one on my list. I love this movie so much, it hurts me. National Treasure.
Oh my gosh, Allie. I just got goosebumps literally on my temple. Yes.
The second one has a book that was written based on the movie. But the first one was never made into a book. And I would just love, and it makes me think of Roshni. Nicolas Cage, the muse I didn't want, or the muse I didn't ask for. The
muse I didn't need, or didn't know I needed.
Hold I don't on, even remember, like, but it's so funny. National Treasure would be an excellent, excellent book.
I cannot help but wholeheartedly agree with that. This book is about to fall off my shelf. Can I catch them both?
Wow, proud. Athlete.
Thanks.
I'm built so like an athlete.
Every DNA test I've ever taken. Okay. Did I grab the wrong one?
I think it's so the second one.
To Nicolas Cage, the muse I didn't ask for. 10 out of 10. So yes, funny. I wholeheartedly agree. I would give my left arm for that.
Yeah.
Another one I looked up during the episode. This is a family favorite of my family. But Ocean's 11.
Mm.
Love a good heist. Love a good found family. Love Brad Pitt literally eating in every single scene.
I've never seen any Ocean's movies.
Oh, baby girl.
Not one.
They're good.
Not one. I've also never seen the Indiana Jones movies. So,
oh, that's
you sad. Watch Avatar. Wait, and I'll watch one of those with you, preferably Ocean's 11.
Indiana Jones is great. If Indiana Jones is not based off a book, add that one to the list. I think as it well is. As is it? I'm looking up this one too. If this is not based off of a book, 10 out of 10. Also, this is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. If not, like, it is my favorite movie of all time. Speaking of Matt Damon, but The Italian Job. is so freaking good. Is so freaking good. If that's not based off of a book, add that one to the tally.
I've never seen it, but I love Matt, so we'll watch.
Oh my gosh. I know. It is so good. Oh,
sorry. My next one on the list, again, with the rom-coms that probably have books based on the similar premise.
Mm-hmm.
27 Dresses.
Ah.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun. I think Indiana Jones is based off of a book.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, wait. Raiders of the Lost Ark novel, an adaptation. Oh, wait, no. An adaptation of the film, so it came out next.
Uh-huh.
So we're in the
still counts.
I feel like I did not appreciate the song Benny and the Jets enough as a youngster to appreciate it in 27 Dresses. Because I remember being like, I don't get the hype.
Mm.
And that stayed with me.
I think I am just perpetually the friend, the single friend,
yeah,
that helps with other people. So I think I empathize a little bit too much with it. Do you
I'm
have
just
any more?
Declaring myself. Yes, I do. I'm declaring myself your maid of honor. And like, sorry if you had someone else that you wanted to give that.
You can't be my maid of honor. You're married.
Oh, that's right.
You're matron, my matron of honor. I don't worry. I've thought this through.
Good.
7 years later. my bridesmaids are all bridesmatrons.
Hey, we don't talk like that.
What you got?
I've realized that I have two more TV shows. I went a little TV show heavy. I love this TV show, and it's also a core pillar TV show of my family. But Psych, 10 out of 10 TV show. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it.
The premise of it is Sean is like this super aware individual and like notices everything. And so he gets hired by the Santa Barbara Police Department as a psychic. Because he, like, notices these things and he, like, picks up on it. And so he just starts telling everyone that he's a psychic because he's able to, like, predict the future. When in reality, he just, like, saw all these little cues and stuff to what was happening. And it is so funny. And his best friend, Burton Guster, is, like, the exact opposite of Sean. And it, like, it's just so comical. I think you would really like the TV show. Like, there are a lot of nuances and, like, jokes about the 80s that I don't quite get. Because they are quite a little bit obscure, and I was born in 94. But, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I still just think it is so funny. And there's also, they hide a pineapple in every episode.
Mm.
And so you're, like, looking
I recently learned that there's a bear reference in every New Girl episode.
I learned
you saw that
the other day on TikTok too.
Yeah. Which like doesn't surprise me because I think I subconsciously picked up on it, but to hear it affirmed, it's a big deal.
Yes. I love little things like that. Mm-hmm. Like that makes me genuinely very happy.
Yep.
And then the last TV show that I have is Lost. I don't love the way that Lost ended. But I love how it went from just being like, oh, a plane crashed on this island to like low-key so weird. And like,
I could not finish the first season for that exact reason. Like, no. I was like, absolutely not. I will not go this direction. Because I was played so dirty. And this is another one of the ones that I looked up because I wasn't sure if it was based on a book. And I think it was. Mm-hmm. Revolution was a dystopia TV show that lasted for 2 seasons. And the second season went so far into the sci-fi realm that it was canceled. And the first season was glorious. It was so good. It's literally Charlie from Twilight. Oh my gosh, it's so good. The first season is incredible. And they're like in America, but they're like back to fighting with swords. It's incredible. I love it. And the bad guy is so hot. And the second season went so sci-fi that they canceled the show. It was never. And so as the moment Lost started hinting at that, I was like, I'm done. I give up. I will not continue.
It doesn't get... I mean, like, it's kind of weird. But, like, I vibed with it. I loved it. I loved the cast. I thought I was very entertained. But then the last... I remember the last episode, one of my family friends, like, hosted a huge party for the last episode of Lost. And we all went over to her house. And I remember sitting there and being like, are you kidding me right now? I think not, sir. So the whole last season I didn't vibe with. But then especially the last episode, I was like, no. But yeah, I do think... I love plot twists in books, especially when I can't predict them. And so I think any movie or TV show like Inception or Lost or something like that, that like would just mess with my brain.
Sure.
I think I would just eat it up. Just absolutely eat it up.
I got it. My last one on the list that was not based on a movie, but was based on a real life person, is The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. One of my top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Love that movie.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. And I would read the heck out of a book.
Yes.
Read the heck out of a book. It's based on The Intern.
I feel like that would be such a feel-good book.
I had so many on my list that I looked up that, or I didn't look up because they're incredible movies, but they're based on plays. Specifically like Shakespeare ones. Like, I went through my top 10 favorite movies. Sound of Music is based on a play, which is based on the real-life Von Trapp family.
Mm-hmm.
Lion King
have, like,
is based on Hamlet.
She's the Man and Mean Girls are both based off of Shakespearean plays.
10 Things I Hate About You. Correct me if I'm wrong. Which one is that? Is it Taming of the Shrew?
That does seem to vibe.
I don't remember, but that one's on my... This one, I think it is, again, very similar to We Bought a Zoo because it's based off of a real-life story. Therefore, it's probably a, like, memoir-type thing. Hacksaw Ridge with Andrew Garfield.
Oh, my gosh.
Andrew Garfield's peak acting is in Hacksaw Ridge. Incredible movie, very violent, so proceed with caution. But I would read a fiction version of that. And then my last one was Gladiator, which is based on a book. You know Gladiator? Yeah, you know Gladiator does me dirty. I literally watched Gladiator it a couple weeks ago and I sent you guys videos of me just sobbing.
The song that plays as he's walking through the wheat fields.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Literally tears are welling in my eyes, playing the song in my head right now.
There is another movie that uses a very similar song, and it triggers me to have an emotional response to it. But whatever movie it is, I think they're both Hans Zimmer movies. Whatever the other movie is, it's not nearly as an emotional moment, but it sounds so close. It does me in.
I love Hans Zimmer. I love him. But I am a John Williams girl through and through. I think I like some of Hans Zimmer's individual songs more. But I like John Williams' discography as a whole. Like, he doesn't miss a single one. And it's just so good.
I think I have such an emotional attachment. Yeah. I think I have such an emotional attachment to the moments within the movies that are connected to Hans's songs that I can't not think of him. I can't not listen to, I can't not make him my favorite. So
yeah. So I feel like I need to say this. Mean Girls is based off of Julius Caesar.
Okay.
And She's the Man is based off of Twelfth Night.
I saw in Half Price Books the other day, in the journal section, there was a burn book replica from Mean Girls. And it said, like, based on the movie Mean Girls. And I was like, I don't know what marketing team thought this was a good idea. But we need to reevaluate that, like, yesterday.
Put down all of your gossip and say awful things about other people.
Jeez Louise. Who thought that was a good idea? Like, anyways. Yep, yes. those are my books. Everything else was, like, blatantly obvious, like Pride and Prejudice or
yes,
Harry Potter. Literally,
I was like,
Lord of the Rings.
What are some of my favorite movies ever? Book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that. Also, speaking of, it was officially announced today that Tomi Adeyemi's Children of Blood and Bone was picked up by Paramount Pictures.
And she gets to be an executive producer.
Paramount. And I am freaking pumped. I am so excited.
She's writing the script.
So good.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Frick, when they cast Zaylee, I'm gonna lose it.
When they cast everyone. Oh, it's just gonna be so good. So and I'm good. Even okay that it means that this is probably gonna push book three out even farther. I don't care. Yeah, I love that she's writing the script. That makes me, I'm so thrilled for her. That's amazing. Amazing. Well, maybe the next one we need to do, like, topic episode one day, needs to be books that we want to be TV shows or movies.
I can't.
I know.
I cannot. You know that I will always, always, always vote for books to not be turned into screen adaptations. Like, I would prefer that it never happens again. It will trigger me so hard.
But if you
so
have to think
hard.
About, like, not the actors and not whether or not it ends up being good, but just the watchability still doesn't work for you.
I mean, I could easily tell you, like, this book would be fun to see on screen, but, like, it's not even about gatekeeping the story of, like, oh, I just want the readers. Right. It's about, like, I the emotional loss that I experience when a screen adaptation isn't the exact same way that I see it in my head. It feels like it uproots the story. I mean, even in our Hunger Games episode, struggling to visually, once I go back and reread, separate the screen adaptation from the book, and I lose what I originally picture in my head. It's gone forever, and I can't ever get it back. Yeah. I cannot ever return to the way that I feel when I read it and imagine it in my mind. Therefore, I cannot separate...
That's a good point, because, like, when I reread Harry Potter, like, I
you
see
can't.
Everything exactly how it's done in the movies. And even the parts that aren't in the movies, I'm able to, like, carry
warp
it
them.
With
yeah.
me, you know, like, yeah. So, no, I definitely agree on that one, but I just, like,
sorry.
The only one that I feel very strongly about is I want Throne of Glass to be a TV show.
Yeah, if it has to be a screen adaptation, I would prefer it to be a TV show. Like, I would not be able to.
Has to be a TV show.
I would not be able to handle that being those being movies.
Yeah. And I have a lot more, like, emotional investment in Throne of Glass versus ACOTAR. And so I don't really feel one way or another about ACOTAR being turned into a TV show. I mean, like, I'm excited about it. I want to watch it. Like, I hope it's great, but I'm not, like, I don't have as much to lose, I feel like, while you're looking at me, like, I have everything to lose.
I have everything to lose. And I will lose everything. Like, it is physically not possible for it to meet my expectations. That it won't happen. Like, I'm at the point where I'm not sure that I will watch it ever. Sorry.
I don't blame you, though.
I have so much to lose.
Then you're right.
But I respect people that can separate that stuff and enjoy both aspects. Because I am a little bit jealous of your ability to do that.
And we feel like it's worth saying that if you were disappointed by someone who is cast and they're not how you cast them in your brain, that does not give you a right to bully ever. So, like, we don't endorse that. We don't think it's cute.
Yeah. Don't. And you're not going to hear me, like, even once that cast list is released, like, you are not going to mm-hmm. hear me say negative words about those humans. I may say, you know what, that's not the way that I pictured it in my head. I'm a little bit disappointed yeah. that visually it won't look like what I see in my mind. Mm-hmm. But I am never, we are never going to target those people that are absolutely human not. Beings that are trying to do a job. And that goes for any hype TV show only. Ever. I mean, same thing with Children of Blood and Bone. Same thing for mm-hmm. Ember has a potential TV or screen adaptation coming. But
Shadow and Bone for like when Nikolai's released.
Right. I had a dream about him that he was cast. I don't remember what he looked like in my dream. But I remember being pleased.
I remember being like, all right, that's cool.
I remember thinking, yeah, that works for me. Not even like in a visual, but like he had Nikolai's demeanor down so perfectly. I was like, all right, cool. And it was no known name. It was a completely random human that my like artificial intelligence and my frontal cortex like pieced together. Absolutely not a real.
AI living in your frontal
not a real human.
What do you have going on?
Lots of things.
Yeah, you're part computer.
It would explain a lot.
Yeah, I can't. Okay, well, on that note, we're going to wrap this up. That is it for our topic episode of movies and TV shows that we wish were books. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you have any that we did not get to, please let us know what they are. We'd love to hear them. So feel free to DM us on Instagram at The Bibliovert Podcast. We also have a YouTube channel called The Bibliovert where we do a lot of bullet journal videos and challenges and reading vlogs and shenanigans. And we just have a good time. So feel free to check that one out as well. And we have a Patreon. We get to say this every week, and every week I'm just like, these are exquisite, immaculate human beings. Like, truly one of the brightest spots of my day is this group of humans. And just the way that they love each other and encourage each other. And they're our patrons, and we're so freaking lucky and blessed to have them. So if you are looking for a bookish community, please feel free to come join our family. We would love to have you. We have a Discord chat that is just a lot of fun. We also do a monthly book buddy read where the patrons choose our book. And then at the end of the month, we have a Zoom date to then talk about the book. And again, it's so much fun. I think we have... officially kind of figured out how to get everyone in the time zones to work because we're central time. I'm in Tennessee, Allie's in Texas, but then we have girls all over Europe and then also Australia. So we kind of, it's so funny. It will be like the middle of a Saturday for Allie and I, and all of
it will be Sunday
in Australia. It's like Sunday morning and they're like, some people are just getting ready for bed. And then some people are just getting out of bed. And it's just like, it's so much fun. So anyway, please feel free. We would truly, truly, truly love to have you as a part of our family. And also, you would get to meet just some of the most amazing people in the entire world.
So. We have a lot of Patreon exclusive stuff that's happening this year. A lot of it.
Yes.
So if you're going to join this family at any point, this is the time to do it because all of these incredible things are coming. And there are a lot of them that are either patrons get first access or they have a discount or they get to do something with us that's just us as patrons and get access to all the exclusive stuff within that. So now's the time. We want you to be a part of our family because we want you to be a part of that, those adventures and those incredible things that we're going to be doing.
We have spent a lot of time planning ways to hopefully really spoil our patrons. And so we just want y'all to feel as loved as we do by y'all. So it's a good time. It is literally a good freaking time. So definitely check that one out as well. But that is it for this episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. Have a fantastic week. Happy reading, and we'll see you next time.